take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Pray then in this way: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In this scripture, Jesus gives us a great example of how to pray. I've heard a lot of people say, I don't even know how to pray. This may be the case for a listener who hears this today. And some of us probably have this scripture memorized and repeat it so often, we no longer know the meaning. Let's try and stop and think about what we are praying. Let's meditate on Jesus' words. What does each sentence mean? What does scripture say about God? What does it say about humans? How can we apply it to our life? Let's take a closer look. Our Father is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Whose kingdom? Our kingdom or the Lord's? Thy will be done. Whose will? If it's His will and not our will, how would this affect our daily living today? And regardless of what goes on in this world or in our personal lives, God's will be done. Notice it didn't say, might be done, hope it will be done, if you say the right things will be done. No, it says God's will be done. We don't have control over that. Is that a relief to you? God allows us to join in on that prayer with Him. God's will be done. Do you really believe God's will be done? Or are you pushing your will? Forgive us our debts. What? If Jesus is asking us to ask Him for forgiveness, why then it must mean we have things in our life that need forgiveness. Ouch. I know if you're human like me, it's easy to look at other people's issues and fail to see our own, very own shortcomings. As we also have forgiven our debtors, how do we forgive others? Maybe recognizing our own need for forgiveness first, and then by the grace of our Lord Jesus, we will be given the ability to forgive someone else. It's hard to forgive others if we don't love them. If we don't see our own inability to act right or the need for forgiveness, we will never be able to forgive others. Do not lead us into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. He holds the power, and glory should be to Him. Will you pray the Lord's Prayer with me, friends? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.